From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An Egyptian who hijacked a passenger plane, forcing it to land in Cyprus, has been arrested following a 10-6-hour standoff. All 55 passengers aboard the Egypt Air plane were able to escape unharmed before the man turned himself in to authorities at Larnaca Airport. Egyptian and Cypriot officials say the incident was not terror-related. They described the man, identified as Saif al-Din Mustafa, as mentally unstable. Hussein Abdel Karim Tantawe Mubarak is the Egyptian ambassador to Nicosia.
As far as I know, he has a family problem, probably with his members of his family, probably ex-wife or something.
How did he manage to convince people that he had a suicide vest?
That is something amazing. We have to find out how he managed to convince the passengers on board that he is having explosives.
Egyptian officials at first reported the hijacker threatened to detonate a suicide belt. They later said it was a fake. The U.S. Tuesday joined U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in France in calling on Libyan authorities to allow a unity government into the country to begin its work. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We find reprehensible efforts by these individuals to undermine the political process, to derail the establishment of the Government of National Accord, and to slow, if not halt, the implementation of the Libyan political agreement signed in Sikrak.
A UN-brokered power-sharing deal was announced in Morocco in December, calling for creation of a unity government to end nearly 5 years of turmoil. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon called for cooperation with the new presidency council, said those obstructing the political process must be held to account. France says with the spread of the Islamic State, it's urgent for Libya's factions to allow the unity government to function. This is VOA News. Greek police patrolling the country's northern border clashed Tuesday with several hundred migrants and refugees who've been blocked from crossing into Macedonia. Italy, meanwhile, says the number of migrants rescued in its maritime operations has risen sharply in the first quarter of the year, while the European Union says the number of migrants leaving Turkey for the West has dropped sharply following an agreement with Ankara on returning migrants who don't qualify for asylum. The top U.S. general, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Joseph Dunford, said Tuesday that he has no doubt Russia's involvement in Syria propped up the government of President Bashar al-Assad.
With respect to Russian activity in Syria, there's absolutely no doubt that they stabilized the regime and they have put themselves in a position to influence a political solution. And we're still really assessing what the real meaning of their stated withdrawal is, or more importantly, what the impact is going to be. It's just been a matter of a week.
General Dunford said in Washington, Damascus was reeling in July and August last year, but is now in much better shape. The U.S. has ordered military families to leave parts of southern Turkey over safety concerns. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said Tuesday the order involves hundreds of military dependents.
This was a decision made out of an abundance of caution. Given the overall picture, the security threats that we looked at in the region, there's no specific threat that triggered this, but a broader decision based on what we've seen in the region. You all have seen some of the things playing out in the region, that this decision was being made at this time.
The Pentagon said the decision is not permanent, adding Incirlik Air Base will continue to play a key role in bilateral operations against the Islamic State. Seven suspected Somali pirates accused of hijacking a French yacht in 2011, killing the owner on board and kidnapping his wife, went on trial Tuesday. The suspects all face life in prison.
Nous attendons une répartition juste.
The lawyer for the abducted woman, Evelyn Colombo, said his client expects a legitimate and fair hearing and sharing of responsibilities. Evelyn Colombo was in the hands of pirates for 2 days after her husband was killed. She was rescued by the Spanish Navy. Morocco has rejected a U.N. explanation of a remark made by Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who described Morocco's annexation of the Western Sahara region as an occupation. The foreign ministry says it was a premeditated act to alter the nature of the dispute. Morocco has expelled most of the civilian experts attached to the U.N. peacekeeping mission and closed a military liaison office. Deputy U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned Tuesday that North Korea's ongoing nuclear and missile tests are a profound threat to regional stability. Speaking in Washington, Blinken urged China to see that its ally Pyongyang get on a path to denuclearization. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.